This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, America's oldest journalist files her last column. But first, Dee Hibbert Jones bested dozens of other artists in the Bay Area to land an artist-in-residence position this summer. Not in Sausalito, but at NorCal Waste. NorCal Waste is San Francisco's waste management company, and Ms. Hibbert Jones' studio this summer will be at the city's dump. NorCal Waste's artist-in-residency program helps the company meet its mandate to encourage recycling. The residency includes a stipend, a huge studio, various tools, a public showing of the art produced, and 24-hour, unfettered access to the city's trash. Dee Hibbert Jones creates her art out of found objects, and she joins us from KQED in San Francisco. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
What do you see when you look out at your studio?
Well, my studio is actually just next to, I think, 25,000 tons of trash. And so my studio is behind the main pit, which is the most kind of gruesome area that all your local trash comes to. But I actually have this large studio with these. It actually used to be a sorting area, so it has these large kind of mechanical crane-like things within it. And it has a little cat that lives there all the time, too. I can choose several areas from which to scavenge, and I have an opportunity to go through everything, avoiding the massive cranes and the caterpillar vehicles that go by.
Mm-hmm. Anything in particular that catches your eye?
I'm really interested in this idea of the way that things have been left behind, how our belongings, once they're abandoned, hold the memory of us. So I've been particularly interested in looking around the area where people are bringing things that have come from houses and dumping things off. And I found just the most extraordinary things, parts of people's lives. I found a diamond ring, I found whole collections of people's personal books, letters, drawers that are full of lingerie and little pieces of soap that people have collected, really the most extraordinary things that you could imagine.
Any idea what the story of that diamond ring is?
I have a sort of a large amount of material that came from the same place, and it was someone who was clearing out a house of a woman apparently who's in a hospice now and whose family didn't want her belongings. And so a great deal of things came in, and they were actually drawers full of clothing and letters. And I took them aside because I knew that they would be interesting to me to create something with.
Did you contact the family?
I haven't. I don't know quite how I would do that. And for me, that would feel like an invasion of privacy. I mean, one of the things that I'm not really interested in exploiting is the individuality. For me, it's more the fact of the way that our touch is held and leaves a mark, an impression on things, and the way that we disregard objects, and yet they retain something of ours.
Forgive a nettlesome legal question, but after people throw it away, it's no longer theirs, it's yours? I mean, in theory, you could work one of somebody's old love letters into one of your constructions?
Aside from the legal issue, first, everybody I ever tell this to says that they're going to burn everything that they ever wrote or sent to anybody or saved. That's one of the things that when I first started, in terms of that it's a voyeuristic element to this that wasn't something that I began thinking about, but certainly comes along. I actually have to say that I have no idea what the legal implications are, and I would never want to encroach upon anybody's personal freedom. And I've been looking through those and thinking about ways to use them within my art piece.
Is there a stench?
No, it's extremely dusty. I can't even believe how much dust there is within a day. The whole thing is coated, so I have to sort of dust everything down when I start working on it.
Well, it is a trash dump.
That's right. I mean, one of the things I think is interesting is that our definitions of what trash is are so wide-reaching. What we imagine would be garbage, you know, the stuff that we throw in the garbage can, and yet all the other things that, for some reason or not, we decide we don't want anymore, that's also garbage. I mean, it seems like a terrible... It actually takes your breath away the first few weeks when I was there. I couldn't believe what gets thrown away.
Your residency ends in August?
Yes, August 9th. Well, actually, it's just after August 9th, but the show is on August 9th.
And this is a show that's expected of you?
I'm asked to do a show. It's never really a problem to have a show. I mean, that's one of the things artists are always waiting to be asked to do. So, yeah.
Going to miss the dump?
Very much. I mean, it's an amazing resource. I mean, most artists who are working within this kind of area tend to spend a lot of time in Salvation Armies and secondhand places anyway, looking through other people's abandoned things. So finding them all and really finding such a plethora of information and resources is really extraordinary. And the people are so great, too, and very helpful.
Ms. Hibbert Jones, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
D. Hibbert Jones is one of two artists in residence at NorCal Waste in San Francisco.